you must be, congratulations, and you must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah.
Big question I will ask, is that your last game for
Bradford
Town?
No. Oh, don't. In my heart, no. In my head, yeah. Yeah, it's the... you know, I'd love to stay. I'm going to stay on and carry on playing, but you know, I think going up to the next level. Well, I think that's me done there. To be honest with you. I can go out on a high. I did actually give up probably like 2 years ago, but when me and Adam took over, I sort of decided to play a little bit. Then I stopped, and I got myself fit this pre-season. But it's the getting up Monday mornings and like being stiff and achy, and then not recovering till Thursday, and it's. That's what I just
don't
know. Do you
think there's a job that you could do, maybe?
Possibly, yeah, possibly. Yeah, but it'd have to be like packed the midfield and maybe me just standing there and head a few balls. But that'd be about, if I had to start moving around and running, then I'd be in trouble. But
so, would you be taking up a manager's role with Flanagan next year?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm probably going to have a break, to be honest with you. I'm not going to say definitely, but. Me and Adam have spoken. I've kind of said, look, you do need to probably find someone. Although, to be fair, he does it all himself, really, to be honest with you. Because of obviously me playing and me having to concentrate on recovery and all that sort of stuff, he does a lot of the managing anyway. Although it says we're joint managers, he's a manager, not me. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Have a bit of time away, I suppose. Have a couple of weeks away. I've got a holiday coming up and then reevaluate. But, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the game now. After the first half, we did expect, and I don't think anyone expected a second half performance.
I wasn't expecting it. I did think it would suit us a little bit more actually going up the hill because obviously how we play, we don't naturally play a lot of football, so we're quite a direct side. And first half, everything was just running through, so it suited us. They was holding quite a high line, and we knew if we could get the ball in behind and landed, that Alex would cause him trouble. And you know what I mean, he has. He's got three goals, and we've got the bloke sent off as well. So yeah, but like I said, no one was expecting 5-0. When Alex scored the first, I'm thinking, right, let's hold this. We'll try and grind that at 1-0. But yeah, it wasn't.
Felt a little bit aggrieved with when their guy got booked for simulation. No. What was your thoughts on it?
Yeah, never a penalty. Never a penalty, honestly.
He jumped over?
He jumped over. His first touch was too heavy, and I was right there. And if Ollie's coming out and he's going to catch him, you're going to hear a noise. And there was no noise, there was no contact. And you can probably tell by his reaction, really. He didn't get up and sort of protest, where if it had been me and the keeper had caught me, I'd be going mental. So I think he probably the referee 100% got it right.
In your personal opinion, do you think you need to straight for maybe next season?
Yeah, probably. You probably need to bring in a couple of experienced players who's been around the Ryman Prem. And I'm sure, no doubt, Adam will be getting onto that soon. So, the boys have done, honestly, the boys have done unbelievably well. But, yeah, probably a couple of experienced players, who know the level and can help and still help them and help bring the players we've got on,
And we'll be keeping an eye on Brentford next season.
Oh, 100%, yeah, 100%. Yeah, like I said, I've been here since I was 27, I think, when I joined the first time in the Essex Senior League. We won that, then we went into the Ryman North. Then I went to Dartford and went away for a couple of years. And then I've sort of been back, so I've been on and off probably 6 years or something like that, 7 years. So,
Where's this rank in you?
It's funny you say that, because I've just been in there. Obviously, me and Adam, we won the Ryman Prem together when we was at Dartford, and don't get me wrong, that was amazing. It was an amazing ground. Support was unbelievable, but. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be much that's going to beat this. This is like predictor league early on in the season. Had just relegation fodder. So, but this is definitely like my biggest achievement, without any shadow of a doubt.